Here we go. All right, guys. Glad to be back for part two. Hope everybody got their link. I think I made everybody. I hit everyone. And if I didn't, just be patient. I'll get it to you. But I think I did. I hope everyone has more re-up on their coffee, their tea, et cetera. My Keurig is definitely getting its work in today. So for the second hour, the second part of Empire State of Mind, first part, of course, is all about the foundational pieces of Empire, the legalities you need, et cetera, et cetera. If you're listening to this on the recording, you can look somewhere on the recordings page and any of the links or trainings or bonuses that I talked about in the first hour, you should be able to see it somewhere. On here on this recording page, just click on it and it'll take you where you need to be. This second hour, we're actually going to talk about the Empire Pyramid, and I mentioned it in the first hour. And I want you to kind of think of it like if you're picturing it, I want you to picture like a full pyramid or an Egyptian pyramid where, of course, water at the bottom, center at the top. And the thing that's at the very bottom of your pyramid is the thing that's foundational for you, the thing that brings you the most money is the best way to put it. So if you have a pen and paper right now, I want you to draw out a night, like have a page that's just for your pyramid and about, if you are on a lined piece of paper, if you go up, let's say 2 to 3 lines. If you made a big pyramid, you want to draw a line there, and that bottom 3 line is the foundation of your empire. And so I want you to think of the foundation of your empire as your one main thing. So everything that else that you get from your empire, even if to someone on the outside it seemingly has nothing to do with that thing, that's your main thing, that is your foundational piece, it actually all branched out from that. Before I actually go in that, you want to draw your line in, and we'll go into that in a second. But I want you to think about this as I'm speaking, as we move forward. I believe that one of the biggest mistakes, especially when it comes to consulting, a lot of people are coaching, let's say coaching over consulting. When it comes to coaching, you have, or consulting, you have a couple of different options, or really any business, but I'm focusing on coaching and consulting because that's what most of us live on the line are. You have a couple of options. You can either build a business that is you based. Think of like a personal brand. Think of, I mean, probably because I just bought Beyonce tickets the other day. I'm thinking of like a Beyonce. Beyonce is her brand. Madonna can't come in and buy Beyonce's brand and be the face of Beyonce. It just will never happen. Now, someone can come in and actually buy the Beyonce brand, but they can't be the face of the Beyonce brand. They won't be the face. They can come buy it. They can come put certain things in place, but they can't be the face of it. Beyonce's face will always be the face of the business, even if she passes away. Not that I'm in, oh, God, usually when I start talking about people dying, they die, but I'm not saying that for her. What I'm just using it as an example. I'm also thinking about, like, Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince, whatever. Right now, his stuff is kind of in limbo, but whoever actually gets his empire, let's say, let's use that, whoever gets access to his empire, they can never be the face of it. Supposedly, he gave it to Jay-Z. Paperwork wasn't drawn up before he died. What's his lawyer's name? Lionel McMillan, is that his name? Anyway, his lawyer says it's his. So whoever it is, though, these people can never be the face of Prince's empire. So you can sell a business in which you've been the face of if it's set up correctly. But a lot of times when people are going into business and they know they want to create a sellable company, they try not to be the face of the company. The thing about coaching and consulting, though, it's kind of difficult, especially on the coaching side. On the consulting side, you can get away with not being the face of it. But on the coaching side, the brand is you. People fall in love with your coaching, your business, what you're doing because of you. They enjoy hearing about your lifestyle. That even if you are like, I don't have a lifestyle, we all have a lifestyle, no matter what it is, no matter how boring you think it is. I personally think my life is so very boring. Other people don't. But I only think that because it's my life and I live it every day. And it's like, I don't get that excited about my own stuff, right? But for other people who aren't living in a certain way, then for them, it's super exciting. And it's the same way with you. There's something about you that your prospect, your ideal clients, the people who will be the people who eventually pay you, is something about you that they are interested in. In the end, even if this is a company by a different name, you are still, you're the brand. I want to use another example for you real quick, unless you faint. Sphinx is named after Sarah Blakely. She actually consciously created a brand with the most random made-up name. She talked about that. She's talked about it in multiple interviews on how she literally just kind of came up with a name because she realized a lot of the most successful companies are like random names. They're not named after people like a Google, right? Like a Amazon, which that's a whole other story, right? But the truth is, Sarah Blakely is the face of her company. Sarah Blakely still runs her company. Everyone knows that. And people, for me personally, I do like Spanx, right? But I like Sarah Blakely. Like, I like her. I like that she's still this down-to-earth girl who lives in Atlanta, who has all these damn children. She's a mama like me. And when I see her going crazy on her Insta story, I'm like, oh, I'm glad to know it's not just me. Her and her husband are out there, they're playing with the kids. She gets excited when I saw her a few months ago. Follow me, guys. I'm going somewhere with this. I saw her a few months ago on her Insta story, and she was doing a marathon. And she got so freaking excited on her story. She was like, yeah, I'll see that. That lady has on Spanx tights, Spanx leggings. And she stopped the lady, and the lady was like, yeah. And the lady was like, do you have a pair? And Sarah was like, I got a bunch of pairs. And she was like, really? And the girl was like, hi, well, nice to meet you. I'm such and such. And she was like, hi, I'm Sarah. And the girl was like, Sarah Blakely, no wonder you have a bunch of leggings. Those moments make me actually love Sarah Blakely. I mean, you are worth billions, right? Your company is worth billions. Yeah, you're still so down to earth. You still get excited when you see people who have bought your thing. You want people to Instagram you or Twitter you or et cetera. And you get excited in this process. It makes her so likable. I can't tell you that before I kind of realized she had this likability factor that I was like, thanks, thanks, thanks. But because I like Sarah Blakely, I am actually more into thanks. I'm actually happier to pay $65, $70 for a pair of damn tight-ass panties. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to do it because I like Sarah Blakely. In the end, we actually are the brand. We're the foundation of the brand, period, point blank. The problem with this comes when a lot of people aren't really willing to share. And I think that I was talking to a client about this last week, and she was like, one thing that she's realized in the 4 years that she's been with me is that as open as I am and as much as I'm the same person online as I am in person, I edit. I do edit. There's certain things about me that I will never put online. And I think that a lot of times people feel that if you are yourself, if you are on social media and you're sharing your life, then that means you don't have any privacy. I have a ton of privacy. As much as you know me, as much as I am open, and I let you guys know really personal things about me, there are a lot of really personal things that I just don't put out there. Or I tell the parts that's needed for whatever the lesson is that I'm talking about. I don't really agree with just putting your shit out online just for the sake of putting it out online. I think that if you're going to talk about something you have gone through, I think it's important that, number one, you talk about it after the hurt is over and after the thing is done, because it can get a little sticky if you talk about it while it's happening. It's very hard to keep emotion out of it. And I think that it should always be connected with a lesson. And if I have something about me that doesn't have a lesson attached to it at all, it doesn't necessarily make me closer to my ideal client, my tribe, then why am I putting it out there, right? So I want you to know that you can still be that person. You can still be your brand and understand that when people like you, they're willing to buy from you because they like you. Be okay with sharing a little bit more. If you don't like being on camera, you don't have to be, but be okay with conversations about what's really going on, right? So it's important to understand that though the foundation of your business is that one thing that we're about to talk about, the cornerstone of the entire pyramid is you. You are the key to the empire. You are the key to the, remember I talked about in part one, replacing empire with wealth. You're the key to the wealth. And the more you're willing to share those parts of you, the bigger your empire, the more wealth. Okay, so I hope you're actually putting that together. Understand that when people fall in love with you, not just your product, then that means you can sell anything. That makes this pyramid possible. I'll give you an example. If all you were selling were, I won't use this example, Sarah Blakely, because people like Sarah Blakely. We'll go back to her. Yeah, we like Spanx. That is her core business. But if Sarah Blakely started, have I paid attention to her skin? Like, if her skin was beautiful, I don't know if it is or not because I really haven't paid attention. But if she started sharing, like, I share on my social media about, like, I like skincare. I'm focused on skincare routine. So it wouldn't really be odd if in 5 years I came out with a skincare line. That would not be odd for me because it's a part of my life that I share. So let's suppose Sarah Blakely shared that. Skincare, thanks, seemingly not related. But she could do it because we've fallen in love with Sarah. We like Sarah. We like Sarah the brand as well as Spanx the brand. So that means that because Sarah Blakely is the cornerstone of Spanx, even though Spanx can go on and continue, if Sarah Blakely died today or tomorrow, Spanx will be just fine as long as it has great leadership. Sarah Blakely can come up with a shoe line. Sarah Blakely can come up with skincare. She can come up with a clothing line. She can come up with books. She can come up with anything because we like Sarah Blakely. You guys follow what I'm saying? So when you understand that you're the cornerstone of the business, you are the key to the empire, you're the key to wealth, it makes this pyramid situation much easier to flow with. It makes things that at first glance, if someone didn't understand that, pieces of the empire, things that wouldn't, quote unquote, fit in, totally fit in because you are the cornerstone, okay? And so that's important to get. Now, the foundation of the empire, the last three lines of your notebook, of the big, huge pyramid, it's always that thing that's the core thing. It's that one thing that makes you the most money is the way I like to put it. It actually funds the rest of your building blocks. So like I mentioned earlier, I believe most of us who are online live right now, and even those who, I'm going to assume that a large percentage of the people who will listen to the recording, if you're listening to this as a solo course, you're likely somewhere in the expert industry as well. One reason that I love the expert industry is it's actually the easiest way to make money, in my opinion. I actually run multiple businesses. I have multiple parts of an empire. I have multiple things going at the same time. And in the end, coaching and consulting is the easiest part of my anything. I literally take the expertise that I have and I talk about it. I take the expertise that I have and I create a course out of it. I take the expertise that I have and I do coaching with it. I spend a day with someone, whatever the thing may be. I'm literally taking knowledge that's within my mind, knowing how to ask the right questions in order to be able to make money. And so, again, most of you who are here live, this is where you are. I am going to assume that this is the foundation of your business. It is the easiest way to go make some money. You can sell something for $1,000 and sell five and you got a quick $5,000. You can sell $5,000 and you got a quick $25,000. It is literally the thing that you don't have to sell for $100 and sell a million of it. Though people choose to, no judgment if you choose to, but most of the people who kind of follow me are more on the higher end side. And so it's just easier to bring in the money to fund the other parts of your business. Now, this is only really true if you followed what I said in part one and you're not saying, oh, I had a $25,000 month. Yay, let me go spend $15,000 to go to Paris. Okay, not against Paris. I'll be in Paris in a few weeks. Not against Paris at all. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you have to understand, and I think it's something that people miss. When we're really talking about wealth building, empire building, you need money to fund those other pieces in some way, set some shape, some facet. And so you want to use this foundational piece in order to start getting that funding going, okay? This is where the core is. And so you want to get clear from the very beginning with yourself on what percentage of your income do you want to go funding the other pieces or the next piece of your empire. Now, there are some pieces of your empire that you may not need money to fund. I'm looking at the empire right now, and I can see reasons that you need money to fund every part if you want it to come out with a bang, if you want it to come out and really make some money, if you want it to come out and really do what you want to do. There will be some money somewhere, whether it's just for marketing purposes, but you will need some money to fund it. This is just real talk. This is real conversation that a lot of people aren't having, okay? So knowing that, you need to have an idea of this is the percentage of income coming in, which is why it's important to know how much you're going to pay yourself from the beginning so that your salary is already taken care of. You're not saying, well, I can't spend this because I have bills to pay, because your bills are coming out of your salary that you pay yourself, all right? So understand that. So my general rule of thumb is about 20% of my income for the month goes into a different account to fund other things. Now, just a side note, I don't run a ton of ads, but when I do, I do. So I'm not one of those people who have ads running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's like, I have done it, and I've done it for 3 to 6 months at a time. And I don't think it's always necessary. I do it, and I create a snowball effect, and I'll stop the ads, and then when I need to run them again, I run them again. Now, I do think there's something to be said about keeping ads running. I think that it could be a good thing for me because I have my coaching breaks. I have breaks where I'm not even taking clients. It's been just neither here nor there. Like, why am I running ads and I'm not taking anybody and I have a waiting list, right? So I think that for me, a good 20%, sometimes 25 is good. So you need to be clear on what percentage of that money coming in is going to be your fund for investments. Call it an investment fund. Because all these other parts of your empire that we are going to cover of this pyramid, all the other parts of it are investments. You're literally investing in a new business, even though we think of them as the same business. So the next part of, so imagine that is your foundation. You can also imagine it another way to kind of help it. You don't have to draw it out this way, but imagine it in your mind like this. If you had a piece of paper and in the middle you had just because I know Jen Lee, you're on the line. I'm gonna pick on you and use you as an example. It said Jen Lee coaching was in the middle. That is your one thing, Jen Lee, because I think you do publishing, if I remember correctly. You help people with their book. You do retreats. So Jen Lee publishing or Jen Lee retreats, right there in the middle. That's where the core of your money is coming from. That's your place. That is your main thing. Everything that sprouts from that, like if you drew a line left, right, up, down, or top, bottom, they all sprout from that thing. They're actually new businesses under that one umbrella. Now tell me if I confused you. So your main thing is the umbrella, and then the others kind of float out from under it. So I hope you guys are understanding what I'm saying here. So that's your main thing. That's your one thing. So in general, what you will realize for most of, checking Facebook, make sure I don't have any questions. Again, if you guys need any clarification, I don't know what's wrong with my brain. I'm like, are you struggling with this word? No. If you need any clarification, just Facebook me. I have it up, and I will be able to take a look and answer any questions you have as we are going along before we open up the actual Q&A section. So you want to know that main thing is the middle, everything sprout, and then that's the foundation of your business. Now, your main thing, people don't think of it like this, but I want you to be clear on something. Coaching and consulting and group programs are actually two different facets. They are two different revenue streams. They are not the same thing. So if you are doing any one-on-one work, any just consulting work with small business alone, and then you have group work, you have six-week group programs you run, eight-week group programs you run, one-day workshops you run, three-day workshops you run, a mastermind you run, you actually already have two parts of your empire right there. It's not all in one. And people think of it like, oh, it's the same. They're actually separate because the one-on-one, the individual work that you do, for one person is bringing in more money. So example here, if you're a one-on-one with a VIP intensive, say you charge $10,000 for your VIP intensive, which is the normal rate for my VIP in person. So say it's $10,000 for that one day VIP intensive work, then you can do it one time. You made a quick $10,000, which is a nice chunk of change for one person for one day. That's one facet of your business, whereas the other stuff is another facet. Here is why. If we change the name of group, everything outside of the mastermind, if we change the name of that group to Evergreen, every other piece of group work that you do can turn into a digital product. So if you decided to do a three-day retreat and you recorded your three-day retreat, you actually have a three-day, three-part program that you can now sell that you never have to touch again. If you did a one-day live workshop, such as this one, that you're doing, you never have to touch it again unless you need to update some information, that is, and I do suggest going in to update if needed. You never have to touch that thing again. So now by running these small, a lot of people don't like running group stuff, and what's happening is you're locking yourself in a box where now everything you do has to be live. You never can create anything that allows you that time freedom that you actually need. You know, I talked about earlier being an empath. We literally, and I'm thinking about people on the line who I know personally, who I've had intensives with. Some of you are in legacy. I know a lot of us are empaths, and that means that we pick up energy from other people. Just naturally, we need a break because we're picking up other people's energy, and they weigh on us. And sometimes, and not to sound too woo-woo, but the easy way is like a spiritual, not that people are consciously attacking you, but like a spiritual attack, an energetic attack, a psychic attack, where it's more so like you've taken on so many energies that you're like, oh, my God, I need to woo-saw. I got to let all this stuff go, right? And if all you're doing are the intensives, if all you're doing is the one-on-one work and you have nothing that can sell without you, you don't have that WSOP time, right? You can't do it without giving up income. So you should have that one part of your business. And I guess you do have options, but I highly suggest having at minimum these two parts of your empire, that one-on-one part of your coaching and consulting, your private part, and then also having these group parts of your empire. Now, my favorite way to do these groups, now, I don't do them anymore, not to say I never will, but I haven't done them, I'd say, in 6 months. These are your options. You want to write them down. If you're in coaching and consulting, I definitely suggest doing 6-week, 8-week, even 10-week or 12-week programs and running it live once, recording it, having a live event that goes along with it or something like that. You don't have to have the live event, though I do suggest it, and let that be a group program. You can literally resell that group program for thousands. It doesn't even have to be cheaper than it was live. Really great example, 2014, 15, and 16, I ran something called Elite, and I did the same thing. The last two times that I sold Elite, it wasn't live anymore. There was not a live component. When it was live, it ranged anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 because in the beginning it was $5,000 and then eventually I went up to $10,000 for the program. And then when I resold it as a course, I sold it for $6,000. And so it wasn't just because it was recorded, it didn't turn into this cheap thing. It still gives the same value. So there's a post that I have scheduled to go on Instagram today, because I schedule a lot of my Instagram posts when I'm trying to be consistent, trying to be. And it's a quote by Warren Buffett, and it is price. Wait a minute. Price is the amount you pay, and value is what you get, right? So a lot of people would instantly think because it's recorded, then it should be cheaper. But I don't work off a price you pay. I work off the value you get. And if the value of that thing, people will go through that 8-week course, and at the end they're generating anything anywhere between, you know, $20,000 and $50,000 a month in their business, then hell no, I'm not selling that thing for cheaper because it's about the value, right? I go based on your value. And so this whole segment that you can create just by turning on the recording button, when you are doing something live, that actually generates this whole level of income for you. And the way I personally set mine up, of course, so that I don't have to talk about it again. Sometimes I do. I'm getting ready to open the doors to something that I recorded. Oh, this is very interesting. So this is a great example. I forgot about this. I was just talking to my assistant about this morning. I'm getting ready to open the doors to something that I recorded in 2014, guys, it's still good. It's still relevant. I'm going to add some updates to it. But I'm literally, it was a 6-week program. It was 8 weeks. It was 6 or 8 weeks. I'm adding some stuff to it. But again, it's just as relevant as it was then. It's still just as life-changing as it was then. You follow the steps by the end of the program. I've run it probably three to four times since I did it live. And by the end, people are quitting their jobs, people are packing their stuff up, they're traveling the world while they're running up their businesses, my Freedom-Based Business Academy. They are literally running, like, it's still just as relevant because at the time that I created it, I was actually spending a year abroad. And so I created it based off my personal experiences on how I was running a business from the road and then how my income actually increased while I was on the road. And so I ran it live. I, of course, turned on the recording every time that I did it. There was a workbook to go with every piece. And then about a year later, I was like, I should resell that. And I kind of felt the pressure to do it live. Like, we began to think, like, our physicality of being there is what creates value. Our physicality of being there is not what creates the value. It's the outcome of the information you're giving. And so I find that a lot of people struggle with this whole evergreen piece, mainly because they feel like if I'm not here, then value is taken away. We feel like, oh, it's evergreen, so the price should be cheaper. But this is what you need to remember, is that the fact that it's evergreen, the fact that it's recorded, the fact that it's packaged, doesn't take the value away a bit. The information, the value, the impact that it has, that is not going to change whether you're saying it live on the line or whether they're watching a recorded video or listening to a recorded audio. Your value, your impact, your life-changing ability is still there and will still be there, okay? So I want you to make that section above the foundation. The foundation is the coaching, the consulting, the private part. Your next level needs to be that group work, the evergreenable. I don't even know if that's a word, but we made it a word today. The next part of your empire needs to be an evergreenable group type program, something that we can set up a webinar or training for free, that we are running ads to, that then lead to this thing that you are selling, or something that you just once a year, once every 2 years, you lead people to that they can sign up for, okay? I always use this example. You don't have to do this big, crazy, ridiculous launch. People think you do. You don't. What if, remember, let's go back to the cornerstone. What's the cornerstone of your business? You. You are the cornerstone of your business. You are the key to the empire. You are the key to the wealth. People fall in love with you. So imagine that you have built your tribe up. It's built up. People watch you on Facebook. People watch you on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you float, wherever you're hanging out. Imagine this. And they love what you're doing. They love hearing you speak. They love watching your life. They feel like they've been brought into your business. And imagine once a week, just while you're doing something, you bring up this amazing free training that you have on for the sake of the example for freedom-based business empire. Let's suppose I did a training that was all about how to travel cheaply. We'll do that, right? How to travel cheaply, because a lot of people want to travel more, but they think they don't have the money to. So say you follow me because I travel a lot. I don't travel as much as I used to, but let's pretend I did. Say you follow me for that reason. And so you see me in this particular day. I am at the pyramids in Giza. And does Giza have pyramids? That sounds about right, because clearly I haven't been. But say I'm at the pyramids of Giza. And I am doing an Insta story, and I'm showing you guys the pyramids, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I say, oh, by the way, guys, if you want to know how I was able to get this trip booked for 7 days for under $1,000, is that good? Is that a good because y'all know I don't. I actually am like, I don't care if I want to go. But I do understand, like, there is a market for people who want to travel cheaply. They want to go buy they want to get flight specials, yada, yada, yada. There is a huge market for that, okay? So suppose I was talking about this, and that was my market. And I was like, guys, oh, my God, you won't believe. I managed to get this whole trip, flight included, hotel, private tour, et cetera, for under $1,000. If you want to know how I did it, by the way, just head to my website, howtotravelcheaply.com. I made it up, guys. Don't go to the website. I don't know if that even exists. But howtotravelcheaply.com. Go sign up for your training. I just dropped it. And then I finished showing them everything else that's happened. Say I did something like that once a week. Say the next week I was in Marrakesh. Say the next week I was somewhere else. And every time I was like, oh, make sure you go sign up for this training. That then led to a $2,000 product. What if I only managed to sell one a week? I always say this. People are like, but what if it doesn't sell a lot? Let's be clear. If this is something you created 4 years ago, 3 years ago, meaning it's been done, you don't even have to touch it again. You selling one 2,000 product a week, that's an additional $8,000 for some shit you did years ago, for something that's not taking any of your time. it literally took you 15, 20 seconds to talk about this free training, let people go sign up, and then have your stuff running, okay? This is why I think this is an important part of your empire and a part that most people are missing. A lot of people like to start off with this piece, and they struggle. I'm going to tell you why they struggle, because I've done both parts. I've done this digital part. I've done this part. And I realized that coaching as a foundation is a lot stronger than the digital part as a foundation, because, again, people are falling in love with the cornerstone of you, okay? This is really, really important, because the reason people fuck up and don't really have success here is because they haven't actually built the audience yet. It's real hard to say, I'm just going to do this like this and sell one a week, if you don't really have a lot of people watching you, right? So there needs to be a foundation somewhere, which is why I wouldn't ever say make this part the foundation of your business. Make the coaching piece the foundation of your business. Use your coaching money, a percentage of that coaching money, to build your audience. Once you start building your audience, now this piece works for the digital piece. If you try to do the digital first, your ad spend becomes more. I hope you guys are following. I'm kind of going off in a tangent, but I want you to understand, and this is important from my last, we're in our ninth year in business. When you, the basis of your business is a digital program, people are spending six figures a month on ads. I'm going to repeat that. Six figures a month. When we went into, my accountant and I went into like the entire history of like my ad spend, I think 1 month I spent $5,000, and I think that was 2 years ago. On average, I'm spending between $500 and $3,000 on ads if I run ads that month. So I haven't run any ads this month. So it just depends on what's happening, right? I don't spend a lot on ads. But the cornerstone, the basis, the foundation of my business isn't a digital product. If it was, that means with a digital product, remember this, your free training has to get in front of more people. The more people it gets in front of, the more you'll sell. And because you're dependent upon selling a bunch of these, then that's where it's like, I got to keep paying to get in front of more people. Whereas the coaching, you should run ads in order to grow your audience, but you actually don't have to start that way. And you can still get clients, even if you don't run an ad, just by being online and having conversations and people beginning to trust you and the quote-unquote no like and trust factor, et cetera, et cetera. So I would never make this the foundation of my business. I know people are teaching you to do it. They're people who are spending six figures on ads, okay? Very important for you to get. People don't talk about this. When people talk about they did $1 million in sales of digital programs, they literally spent $300,000 on ads. I can't fathom. Let me just be clear. Call me cheap. I couldn't fathom doing it. Not when I know I can do $1 million and it's a different way that I can do it without having to have that amount of ad spend. I have another friend who, what is his name? His name is, well, I know his name, but I mean his online name. He's a chef. His name is Darius, and he's on Facebook and Instagram, and his videos went viral. And literally, he's doing $10,000 in a weekend. He's doing six figures in a month, and he's never did one ad ever, 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 ever. Because everything is just in video. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? It's not actually necessary if you begin to build an audience. And if you are running an ad, get out of your mind that you need to spend thousands of dollars. That's what stumps a lot of people from actually moving forward. So anyway, clearly, again, I'm on this tangent. So the foundation is your coaching or consulting. The next level up then becomes your group program that becomes a digital offering, all right? A couple of extra notes here. I think it's important, no matter what stage you're in business, to have a minimum of one group offering a quarter. If you do one a quarter by the end of the year, that's literally four evergreen products you have. So So now instead of just having your coaching and your consulting, you have this digital empire that's thriving too. You got four things in it. That means that if you wanted to do more ad spend, you could literally have four different trainings going out that's the four different products. You can have it where you have one ad and each product leads to the next product. However you want to do it, there are options there, right? If you are totally only using your social media and no ads and you're doing, again, an Insta story, and I'm using that as an example because I love Insta story. If you follow me on Instagram, you kind of know that. Say you're on there and it's the same audience. It's not really necessarily growing quickly, but you've offered them that damn cheap trip to, where I said, Giza, wherever. You've offered them the cheap trip training. They've all signed up for it. Now, say that wasn't the training for them. Just because people didn't actually buy one thing from you don't mean they won't buy the next thing from you. It means maybe that was the one thing that didn't jump to them. But maybe out of the four trainings, the third training is the one that jumps at them. But you need to have it available in order for them to buy it, right? We kind of live by the idea that if they didn't buy one thing from us, they won't buy anything from us. No, everything doesn't speak to everyone. And that's okay. So you need to have options. So I do suggest a minimum of one group experience a quarter, which is a cool way that I began to grow my digital part. I was looking in the back end of my business last week, and I think I saw like 22 things that I could literally take and start reselling. And I was like, whoa, how did I not know I had all this? It's because over the years, I just was slowly doing these group things. So one group experience a quarter, whether it's, again, that six-week thing or the eight-week thing. And one thing I want to drop in your ear, and I do know I have a couple of legacy people on here, and especially for you guys, I think it's important that you pay attention to doing these one-day workshops. Because if you did one-day workshops a month, if you did one a month over the course of a year, that's 12 digital programs that you now have out here floating that you can make money from. What if you only sold one of each a month? That alone, like, if you were a person that's okay with, like, $20,000 a month, you could sit down somewhere just from that. That's not the rest of the empire, okay? The next level that I definitely, me personally, and I'm looking here because I want you guys to know what's in my pyramid, and hopefully it will kind of like open your mind up to the different options for you. But level one and level two is something I definitely suggest having there. That next level of the pyramid for me is publishing, is a publishing house. So this was important because I was self-publishing my books, but I wasn't really – books don't make a ton of money. Let's just kind of put it out there alone. And we're going to talk about this because there is a way for books to start making a ton of money. Books alone don't make a ton of money. You make money by leading people from your book to your paid thing or from your book to your free training. So you know how I just talked about running ads to a free training or getting on Insta Story or Snapchat or Facebook Story or whatever and leading people to a free training? Think of the book as the ad. So the book is then the ad. And the book leads people to the free training, and then the free training sells people. That's really how you make money from books. Now, my books do make me, per month, because I'm selling more books these days, I hired a publicist for my last book. People are like, how are you selling so many books? Because I actually did, remember I talked about 20% for investment. That was an investment for me. Did I really need a lot of money to write a book? No, but I needed money to pay a publicist to get my book where I wanted it to be. So I didn't want to just be number one on Amazon because I offered my book for free. I wanted my book to be talked about by experts. And so I hired a publicist. So when people ask, that's how I got on Fox Business. That's how I got on CNN. That's how I did Harper's Bazaar. That's how I did all of those things that I did, time. That's how that happened is because I actually invested in a publicist who ensured this book got in front of the right people. And so that book, even with all that, and it sells thousands of copies, it still only generates me anywhere between, I'd say, $1,000 a month. We'll say $1,000 a month. Not a ton. I think I had one month it did like $3,000. But on average, not really. Not a ton. $1,000, right? But not complaining about $1,000. That's directly from the book. But my book leads to a free training, and the free training leads to a paid training. Again, that is how books make money. But one thing that I am branching out into as a part of my publishing house, and I want to drop this, and you may be thinking, but I don't want to write a book. Don't think you have to write like this big thing. I don't think any of my books, I think the biggest book I have is 150 pages. On average, my books are going to be 100 pages because my nerves bad and I can't sit that long and I don't want to sit that long. Like, I just don't want to. I'm laughing. I told Jessica last night when we were talking about something with her business, I told her I think I have undiagnosed ADHD because I don't have a lot of focus for a long period of time. And so you would probably, it'd be so rare for you to find a 300-page book for me. Who will write it? Me? Nah, I'm not going to sit long enough. Not that I don't have it in me, but I'm no longer interested in it. I'm now going on to the next thing. But if you think about books, and I think this is a big mistake people make, people think about books like, oh, this is my one, hit them and quit them. I wrote my book, and now I got to go on to my next book. I think it's important for you to know that one book can be multiple things, especially for us in the expert empire. So you're writing an expert book. You're not writing a fiction book. So that means that your book can lead to another book or another thing for that one book. So I was actually talking to my editor last night because my book from year before last, Shut Up and Do the Work, that time flew by, guys, but Shut Up and Do the Work, that's the one that makes me the most money. That's the one that I put the most money in hiring a publicist and, publicity team. It's now... We're revitalizing the book, meaning I decided not to rewrite the book. I was going to come up with like a part two, and I was like, I don't really want to. So we've literally, that was a mindset book. I'm a business coach, love business. I'm a mindset girl too, right? So the natural next thing is if the book was about the 80-20 rule, the 80% being your mindset, that thing, and the 20 being the action, I didn't go into detail about the action, which left the open space for me to then do follow-up books about the action. And so you'll learn as you work with me, and I'll tell you now, I have a five-step process. It goes here. Irresistible offer, your marketing, your lead generation, your sales process, and client retention. It is a five-step process. That is the work. That is the action. If you get all five of those steps down, then you are good to go. So what I decided to do to expand on that was basically let Shut Up and Do the Work be the main part. And now there are five workbooks that goes along with it, right? Each of the workbooks are only, I think they're going to be $10. They'll go on sale soon. Again, the editor, the cover, all that stuff. But it'll go on sale super soon. $10. That means that all five parts together is $50. And that is a new form of revenue that's coming from the workbook, which is still a part of the original book, right? This is how you begin to make money from your book. The next thing that I'm doing, along with the books that fall in the book empire, is Audible. So I feel like this is something that not a lot of people take advantage of, especially self-published authors. And I think that you are 100% missing out on a huge earning potential. So I want to say that you only get you get 40% of your book's cost on Audible. So say you have your book listed for $9.99, you'll roughly get $4 for the book. Okay, so it's $10, you'll roughly get $4 for the book. But here's the but. But if a person wants your book on Audible and they signed up for Audible and got your book as their free book, you get $25. Even if your book was only $9.99, all right? You get $25, period. So one book can lead to a suite of workbooks plus the $25 sale of an audiobook. Are you guys following how this adds up? So just one book just created a whole other level, a whole other branch, a whole other part of your empire, which is why I think a lot of people are missing out on the book part. Now, this is my – Shut Up and Do the Work was like my fourth book, maybe my fifth. I'm not new to the book game. But this idea of literally having a mini empire within the pyramid, within the current empire – Like, that's a newer thing. And when we was working the numbers, we were like, why haven't we been doing this? And so there's a lot of opportunities. And most people will teach you, you make money from books by doing what I talked about, using your book as a lead gen and using your book as the actual advertisement. That works too. But here are your other pieces that you can use to bring money. So if I had done this 2 years ago, then instead of the normal being between 1,000 and 3,000, it's likely that would have been more like 3,000 to 5,000 or more a month just for this suite of offerings based upon this book. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? I want to make sure everybody's clear on that. Let me see, making sure no questions. Okay, let me refresh this page. Okay, cool beans. I'm assuming everybody's here with me. Click over. It's been times that I've been doing these trainings and realized nobody's on the damn line. Something happened, I got disconnected, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see. Yes, Jen. Yes, Jen. Jen just asked, $25 on a free book? Yes. So you guys know that when you sign up for Audible, like if you're new, like I've been without Audible. I can't even tell you. I want to say I joined Audible in 2011, maybe 2010. I am a faithful Audible girl. I like books and I like audiobooks. But when you sign up for Audible, you get a free book. If your free book, if you signed up with Audible and they got your book as a free book, you get $25, which is way better than that $4 you would have got. Like, I'm not complaining about the $4. If you have Audible and When Shut Up and Do the Work comes out next month on Audible and you get it because you already have Audible, great, I got $4. I'm not mad about it. But can you imagine the potential? There are a lot of people who don't have Audible. It's a lot of people who don't have Audible. And if people get Audible and get your free book and then they cancel their subscription, you still have $25 because it's a trial. They give you the free book so you can try it. You still have your $25 because most people don't cancel. And I don't think the member – I think I have their highest membership, which is $22. But if I remember correctly, when I signed up, the membership was like $9 a month, maybe $12 for like one credit a month. Somebody correct me if that's not right, but that's how it was at that point. And that is amazing that you get $25 for a free book. So do you see how people are losing out by not having this Audible piece here? You're getting more than your book costs, right? And yes, Jen, it's a great way to get people to sign up for Audible. Audible's brilliant for this. I feel like it's kind of the Marie Forleo thing. Marie Forleo sells B-School for $2,000, but if you sell people into her B-School, you get $1,000. So it makes people want to promote B-School more. Not me, but the people. I don't promote B-School. I want you guys to actually walk away and be able to run, like, a business for real and not just get the foundational piece. I do think it's a good community, though. But it's a brilliant thing. And so I think that this is a huge part of your empire that people are missing out on. And even if you don't like to write, you can make this happen. And I'll give you guys the quick and easy version of how to write a book. I tend to write my books in less than a week. Shut Up and Do the Work was written. I think it took me 2 weeks. No, it didn't. It took me 8 days. I started writing it in a hotel. And then the next day I flew out and I wrote the entire time on a plane, which was like 4 hours. And then every morning and every night for the rest of the week, I wrote and then I was done. And this was taught to me by one of my friends who, this is a quick, easy, simplified version, even though I'm sure you could go deeper. And if you did like fully her process, I'm sure you'll get like an even more in-depth, thicker book. I'm like, look, let me just get this done. Literally do come out, know what the outcome of the book is. And it's almost like I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. I just realized it. It's literally reversing creating a coaching program. So the way I create my, especially like digital program structured 6 week, 8 week programs. Now, if you're a mastermind, it's not a coaching program. It's different. So you wouldn't have a curriculum. But if it's like a 6 week or 8 week program, you have a curriculum. So the way you literally do that is come up with what your outcome is. The outcome is you desire. And then once you come up with what that outcome is that you desire, you reverse engineer it and come up with what the steps are in order to get what the outcome is. Now, the steps, this is how you determine whether it's a 6 or 8 week program, is depending on how many steps it takes in order to get that. You want to do the same thing with the book. You want to reverse engineer it. And if it's 8 steps in order to get to the outcome, that's a good 8 chapters. And then you go fill in each piece. Do you guys follow? I hope you do. So that's a quick way. And because once the book is organized, once the outline is done, writing the book then becomes hella easy. Okay? Those are the steps. So right now you got your first 3 parts of your empire, the main thing, which is your coaching, your consulting. That's the big, huge part. Then you have the group piece, which, again, people normally group with the coaching and consulting, but they're actually separate beasts altogether. The marketing of them are separate beasts. One is evergreenable. One takes you forever. And even though that coaching is your foundation, if that foundation is strong, even if, again, you walk away from the coaching piece for 6 months, for a year, the other parts of things that's on top of it, it's still not held up because your foundation was really strong. Okay, and then you have your books, and I just gave you multiple ways to make money from your books that a lot of people are not using. Actually, I'm going to say most people, especially in the expert industry. One of my friends who, she publishes books, and I've asked her for the last 2 years, why don't you guys do Audible? And she really talked about really the logistics of getting it recorded and all that. It's just too much of a headache, and they don't really need it because, I mean, they're doing $10 million a year now. Like, it's not really necessary for her. But I just think it's a good option for her people. But she's like, we don't need it. So I'm telling you guys, people aren't even using this. They think it's so difficult to do. So we are going to break right now because I just realized the time. So I'm speeding up just for, again, recording purposes. So each piece of B separated. So let's meet back here at 10 minutes. You can come at 1:03. It's up to you. Give it 10 minutes. Meet right back here, and we're going to finish the pyramid. When we're done with the pyramid, I'm going to do more into the book magic and writing the book and that sort of thing, a 30-day plan for when you're going to do your book. And then we're going to go into other parts of the branding of your empire, different things like that. So super excited about this, and I'll see you guys in 10 minutes.
The moderator has left the conference.